Hey everyone, Mike here. Welcome to the LaxRecords.com podcast. Today I got a special interview with the latest member of the 400 Point Club, Mikey Berkman, a Syracuse commit from West Orange High School in Florida. Now, this interview started in one direction, kind of normally as me asking him what, you know, it meant to reach 400 points and everything like that. And then kind of towards the end of the interview, as if you're reading this article, or if you haven't read the article, go to laxrecords.com and you can check it out. But he talks about what his actual goal was when he was entering high school. And what became very interesting to me was that he actually has a relationship with the legendary Casey Powell. And it was Casey who challenged him to actually break his high school record of 553 career points, which Mikey still has a ways to go with that, but it was just an interesting part of the interview, and I wanted to make sure I share it with everybody. So here that interview is right now.
I know it's probably a lot to take in, and obviously it's, you're two games into your season, so it's one of those things that, you know, you guys got to focus on something else other than this. But taking just a moment, what was last night like?
I mean, it was just a lot of fun, honestly. Like, to be with my teammates I've known for so long, to play against the school we're playing against was just created like this past year. So it was pretty much all the kids that were previously a part of our program went there. So it was just it was basically like everyone I've ever known playing with in this area, playing against each other in a big game. So yeah, it was really fun.
Now, was this something you were, obviously you must have been aware of, but were you aware of it when you were going into the game that you were that close?
Yeah, everyone was telling me, like, oh, you're 5 points away. So I was like, oh, gosh. Like, at the beginning, like, I was kind of, like, thinking about it because people kept saying stuff. But, like, once you started playing, I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
Because we were so into the game.
Were people kind of letting you know, as, you know, obviously because you got 5 points, but were people kind of letting you know what was going on as you were scoring?
Yeah, they were like, how many is that? How many is that? Like, they kept asking. And I was like, dude, I don't know. Because, like, we were down the first quarter, so that wasn't really the concern
right
at the time. But it happened naturally, which was good.
Yeah, I'm sure it was one of those things, like, obviously, you've been to get 400 career points in high school, you've been pretty good at scoring to begin with. But so when it happened, kind of take me through that moment, like, did the sideline erupt? Did the stands erupt? Like, what was that moment kind of like? I saw a little bit on the video, but they cut short, so I didn't know what happened in the aftermath.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't even remember the goal, and I don't even know for sure if the goal in the video was the 400th one. But every goal felt like the crowd was going crazy because it was actually a pretty big crowd. It like filled their bleachers, so every goal felt hype for everyone. It was just a really exciting game.
Yeah. So now I'm gonna give you a chance to brag about your teammates. So what is kind of the makeup of this year's team? Like, what do you kind of feel like you guys are really good at?
Well, our offense is our particular strength this year. We have a great little attackman, Matt Nastasi. He scored a sick behind the back goal last night that just made the crowd go crazy. So he's a great little player. And we have Nick Witten, like he's a captain as well, and he's just a really strong, like, and fast athletic midi who can pretty much do everything, pass, shoot on the run. Our goalie, Sam Alcina, is a beast. He could definitely play Division I lacrosse, but I just don't think he's interested in that, but he's definitely he's one of the best goalies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And our guy that holds it down on defense is Robert Louette. He was originally from somewhere in Maryland, but he's a great player, good leader.
Yeah. So what's it been like, obviously, being in Florida? Obviously, you know, Florida is a fast-growing state when it comes to lacrosse, and I think every year there's more and more kids that are going D1. It's no longer a surprise when you hear about a kid from Florida going to a D1 school.
Yeah.
But what was the kind of the process like for you, and did you find it was any different than some of the other kids you've talked? Because I'm sure you've probably talked to guys like Nikki Galasso out of Georgia, who's at Syracuse. I'm sure you probably talked to some of the kids that are, you know, maybe committed there. Like, did you feel like the process was any different for you than it may have been for some of the other kids?
Honestly, I think it's different for anyone coming from the South because these kids up north are like so blessed to grow up with like such a strong lacrosse atmosphere. Like their games like have an attendance every night. People know what's going on with lacrosse. They have good colleges to watch all around them. Like their coaches play lacrosse. Like it's just a whole nother experience. But down here, like you really got to make your own way, because you might get on a team where everyone just started playing lacrosse and you're the only kid that practices outside of practice. And like, I don't know, I think that it's a great trait, because all the kids that come from the South to end up playing in like D1 colleges are like always like really tough and scrappy players, because they had to fight to get there.
Yeah.
Whereas like it's just, I think it's a lot. Once you get exposure, it's kind of an even playing field, but it's just harder to get that first exposure unless you get on like a really good club team or something, which I had the opportunity to do.
Yeah, and you play for Sweet Lax, right?
Yeah, originally though, I played for, when I committed to Syracuse, I was playing for LB3.
Oh, okay.
So Liam Banks set me up to go to the Syracuse prospect camp, which was my first prospect camp, and I played good there, and then I committed shortly afterwards.
Yeah. That's actually pretty interesting, because, you know, I talked to Coach Torpy at High Point a while ago, and he mentioned the prospect camps, like, and I'm sure you've been all over. Like, what was the biggest difference between a prospect camp and just the, you know, normal recruiting event that I'm sure you've attended many times?
So my freshman year, I attended this Inside Lacrosse thing in Georgia, and that was my first showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, my heart was pounding. Like, I've never been at a showcase or anything. So it's cool, because everyone's competing, and it's, even though you're on a team, it's kind of like everyone's trying to show what they got. So like the level of play is really elevated, like individually. So that's just a huge difference. But then once you get to the prospect camp, it's more like all eyes are on you, because the coaches are standing on the field, and it's just one college. And they're narrowing it down a lot more. So like a Syracuse prospect camp, like that's my dream school.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I had to make it happen, because like if you don't do good at it and the coaches are watching, like, you know, it could be the end of the road. But
yeah,
you got to turn up the heat in those situations, I guess.
I'm going to give you a second to kind of brag about your future college. What was it about Syracuse that made them the seal the deal?
Well, my mom's from Skaney Atlas, which is 20 minutes away from Syracuse. My dad's from Watertown, which is about an hour north. So, like, I've always had, like, upstate New York in my blood. So, ever since I got pictures when I'm, like, 6 years old wearing Syracuse lacrosse. And I always looked up to the Powells. So, once, like, I started, like, realizing in middle school, like, I really want to play college lacrosse. Like, you know, I just knew, like, Syracuse was always my goal and my priority. So to see that it actually came true is just, it's a dream come true, and it's really a blessing. And like, I'm just really grateful that they gave me the opportunity.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy, because Syracuse is actually the program that most of the kids that have scored at least 400 career points in their career, Syracuse is like basically the number one choice. Obviously you got all the pals that have gone, and then a number of kids from upstate, but then obviously Nathan Galasso, I think I identified him early, but Nathan is there now, and then, you know, Jordan Evans, and they've had a slew of guys, so you're adding to the legacy in that respect as well, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is. It's such a tradition-based school with, like, over 100 years of lacrosse and 11 national championships. It's a real, like, it's a real lacrosse family. Like, it's a tight-knit group, so it's something I've always wanted to be a part of, so it's really cool.
All right, so kind of thinking back, you know, the 400th point, it's done, it's over. Is it a bit of a relief?
Huh?
Now that you've gotten your 400th career point, is it a bit of a relief to know now you can just kind of go out and play without, you know, anybody kind of bringing that up?
Yeah, well, like, it is, because no one's going to bring it up, but the real, like, mission I've always been going for was Casey Powell was, like, my mentor and coach. I met him in like fifth grade or something, and he coached me in club lacrosse, and we became close, and he challenged me before my freshman year to beat his high school record of, like, I think it was 552. I'm almost 99% sure it's 552. So that's what I've always been going for. So
Oh, that's interesting.
That's my real goal. Yeah.
So you were specific. You said what grade were you in when he did that?
I was right before my, I think fall of my freshman year. He challenged me to that, and I've always remembered it. And we always talk about it. You texted me about it this morning.
That's amazing. Yeah. Casey's a great guy. I've gotten to meet him a couple of times. He's a fantastic guy. And
he really is.
That's kind of hilarious that you were challenged by the Casey Powell to break his high school record.
Yeah.
That's pretty
like
awesome.
The reason why I wear 22, the way I play, everything, like, he's like my biggest inspiration. The Powells, I love the way they play. And like, just because they play for the passion of the sport, and like, just it's so much more than a game to them. So I really love that.
Yeah.
It inspired me a lot.
That's awesome. Especially since you said he texted you about it this morning. So he obviously hasn't forgotten either.
Yeah. Him and my dad are close. Like, he moved in almost like right behind me when the Orlando Titans were in Orlando. So we got to know each other well. And then I started playing for his club team. And we would drive down like 3 hours every Sunday with me and a couple of friends and my dad to go practice with them in South Florida. So like, that's where like his coaching really like changed my game forever. And like, that's how he taught me how to play real lacrosse.
All right. Well, man, yeah. I'm going to let you, I'm sure you guys got a, I don't know if you got practice or anything today, but I'm going to let you go. And I'm sure, you know, maybe we'll talk again when you break Casey's record, because that'd be pretty interesting too. But as far as this goes, like, now you get to at least play for a little while. You might have a goal, but at least you go out and play and win some games.
Yeah, it's always about winning games. That's all we're worried about.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.